Well, Coach, obviously this is a big football game for you this week, but we know what's going on here in the Bay Area, especially in the North Bay. So many great Raider fans, so many people affected by these fires. It's such a tragedy.
It is incredible, the devastation. You know, you think fires, you know, okay, a lot of fires pop up. This is like nothing we've ever seen in the Bay Area. And sincere thoughts, prayers go out for all those affected and the lives that have been lost. Some real touching stories. A lot of different things have come out, and people always seem to pull together and do the right things to help. But really, really a tough situation.
Yeah, in fact, so many, including in our own family, Cliff Brandt. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody. Obviously, a huge game for you against the Los Angeles Chargers. This is a win you desperately need.
Yes, it is. And good job saying Los Angeles Chargers.
Yes,
and not San Diego Chargers. It's a good football team. I mean, they've been in close games. They've got talent on their roster, and you know, Phillip Rivers is always tough to deal with, and so we've got our work cut out. But this is a must-have.
Yeah, and I think about getting your quarterback. What kind of lift is that going to be having Derek back in the lineup for you?
Getting him back, obviously, he's our trigger man. Now, I thought EJ did a nice job, but Derek is our leader. Derek is our trigger man, and it's definitely a boost to have him back.
I'm glad you brought that up, because after the game, you know, we were talking about in the post-game show that E.J. Manuel did well for himself.
He's
not the reason why you lost on Sunday.
No, and we're not really looking for reasons. The reason is we weren't as good as a team as we need to be, and that's in all three phases. So you know, if you're playing your backup quarterback, he comes in and does a solid job, you've got to make that go. Defense, special teams, offense, productivity. You've got to be able to get it done as a football team.
And so much of this game is about the turnover battle. You haven't gotten an interception this year. How key is that for you this week against
Big.
The Chargers?
It's huge. And we've had our opportunities. Yeah. I mean, guys right there, tips and overthrows, we say we got to get those, and we do have to get those. Big part of what's going on right now is our inability to get off on third down and our inability to generate turnovers. When we start doing those two things, that's like the key that unlocks the door, and then you start seeing great things happen.
And we know the Chargers have some guys that can rush the passer. One of the ways to get rid of a pass rush is to run the football.
Yeah, run the football, be big. Obviously, they've got two really gifted pass rushers in Bosa and Ingram, both really good players, having great years. So we've got to be able to run the ball for sure and convert those third downs, get the ball out of our quarterback's hand.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers has tormented the Raiders over the years, and he's a guy that he has a chance to give the ball back to you a few times, but he's been a tough competitor for a long time.
Oh, he's very competitive. I have a lot of respect for Phillip. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's done it. Even last year, their receivers were decimated. He continues to put up yards and points. And so he's definitely a guy that knows what he's doing, very, very capable. But he will be aggressive. He'll go for the 40-yard shot, and every now and then he'll throw you one. So, you know, we got to take advantage of those opportunities.
You know, so many times we want to look at the standings, but the bottom line is, isn't it getting back to .500? That is the key for this Raider football.
Well, winning the next game. I mean, we've got to win the next game. That's what we're after. Never mind about the standings. I think for us right now, get a win. It's a division game. It's an AFC game. There are a lot of reasons why it's really important. It's the next game, and obviously there's nothing like winning.
Yeah, good luck in this one, Coach.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we got Chalk Talk with the great Lincoln Kennedy. He'll be breaking down the Chargers and their struggles stopping the run right here on the Silver and Black Show.